Hey, Blockheads, this is DJ AK, the Amanda Knight, and I'm here to let you know that my so-called Whatever Podcast and No More Games Radio have joined forces. Listen to No More Games Radio on Sundays at 2 p.m. for your favorite episodes of my so-called Whatever Podcast, and maybe a live episode? Who knows? Tune in to my so-called Whatever Podcast for upcoming No More Games Radio features and exclusive stories from our staff and DJs. And as always, follow us on social media at No More Games Radio and at my so-called Whatever. Hang tough!
Oh man, we got a good episode for you guys today. It is not a block party.
It was time for us to just break out from that for just a moment and talk about something that we've actually been kind of reminiscing about recently,
right? And in our group, so we just figured, you know what, let's rip the band-aid off and let's talk about it,
right? How have we not done an episode like this?
Well, we kind of did. Full disclosure, I started listening to the internet, How Are We Not Dead? And first of all, I'd like to say, we're awfully hard on our younger selves, because those episodes really aren't that bad.
Right. By younger, we mean like 6 years ago.
Right. I mean, younger to the podcast world. I will say, like, the sound quality was fine. We were literally using a laptop. An old laptop, no microphones. And we did that for quite some time. I remember the editing was a bitch. That was not fun.
And we were doing two episodes a week, so.
How? I don't know. And I was working like over full time. I was working like 50 hours a week. And.
Yeah. Yep. And editing that hard shit.
Yeah, because our episodes were like, I remember, I won't say why, but there was an episode we did. We had to completely scrap.
Yes.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Of course I do.
It was ridiculous.
It was awful. We were slap happy.
We were slap happy, and that will never see the light of day. It just will not.
Maybe it should.
Maybe we should listen to it. I have it. I have everything.
I know.
I have everything.
So I'm kind of wondering.
300 episodes is coming up pretty quick here.
I know.
We are on, what are we on?
Is this 296?
Let me tell you. 296. Good job, Brooke.
Well, we just released 295.
That is true. I will say, I am loving our new platform. I love it. I love
it's
the interface.
It's so easy.
So easy. We get free transcripts. So people who are hearing impaired can now
read it
to the podcast, which we've never been able to do, because when we first started this, they were charging to do that. And I just didn't have time doing two episodes a week to transcribe like 2 hour long episodes.
No. Why were they so long?
I don't know.
They
were so long. And we're sorry, guys. But you still listened. You still listened.
Yeah, you did.
I think for our 300th episode, we should listen to maybe some older episodes.
Oh, God.
And like, I don't know.
Cringe together?
Yeah, but like discuss.
I have a hard time listening to myself.
That's
why it's cringy for me.
It's not because of me.
Not because of the, you know, the
banter.
Right. And not because of like we were recording on a laptop or anything like that. It's hard for me to listen to myself.
But I really like your voice.
Thanks.
I do.
I think it's very nasally.
It isn't.
I've heard that my whole life. So
mine is very nasally.
Oh, I don't think it is at all.
I've never liked my voice, but I've because we're going on year seven and I have to listen to my voice every week. Well, every week now, because, hey, we did it again.
Right.
I don't want to pat myself on the back or anything, but I'm going to. And you, Brooke, pat, pat, pat.
We've done well.
We have. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited about what this year has to bring for us.
I was just going to say 2024.
Yeah. It's supposed to be crap, but.
Is it?
According to TikTok, everybody on TikTok says 2024 is going to be a shit year. But well,
they don't know.
They don't know. You know, every year since COVID, you know.
Yeah.
But seriously, 2020 did not start off well. Kobe Bryant died.
Yeah, no, it didn't start off well.
It was like, bam, right out the gate. That was awful.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Should we just intro and get into it?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes, we should. This is Brooke.
And this is Nikki.
And this is my so-called whatever.
Hello.
And we're doing a 90s episode.
We are. It's all
maybe
about.
Maybe a little early 2000s sprinkled in there. Because,
Yes. But we're going to talk about the internet.
Like the birth of the internet. Right. Our experience with the young internet.
It's not going to be a history lesson. Let's just tell you that. Okay. Nope. Not going to be a history lesson. I'm sure we talked about this and Why Are We Not Dead? We may have conflicting information because that was almost 7 years ago.
Right.
That we did that episode. So our memory might be a little cloudy.
Right. Memory banks.
Or it might be better. I don't know. We're going to dive into this because I posted in our Facebook group, like, how many of you, basically, why are we not dead? You know, like we've said before, how many of you guys I'm sorry, Brooke, you commented, it was another group that had posted, like the Xennial group
had
posted about meeting people on the internet and you. Right? It was about meeting people on the internet or?
Yes. Yes. Like how many of you met people met tons of people from the internet in high school or something like that.
Right. And you were like, you commented, Nikki, why are we not dead? And so I decided to post that in my so-called whatever Facebook group. And I will be honest, I was really surprised at the answers. Not that it's a big deal. I just think that you and I were very different than the norm. And I always thought it was the norm, but I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either. And I think I knew that it wasn't the norm.
Really? I didn't.
I mean, I just remember, because I remember like friends in high school. We were the only ones that were really like in AOL chat rooms.
Right. I didn't dare tell people that I would help. Like my dad and I would build computers on the weekend. Like,
I didn't really tell people I didn't build computers, but I didn't really advertise that I did. I mean, I had AOL, like mm-hmm. people would come over to my house. We'd go on AOL mm-hmm. and we'd like on dial up. Granted, this was when I had AOL 3.0. I didn't have that for a very long time because we had a very old computer.
Mm-hmm.
We started with AOL version 1.6.
I'm not sure what version it was for me, but I really want to say it was 1993. And I want to say it like just came out.
It was brown.
I don't remember.
AOL. And it was brown.
Beat Elvis.
It was brown. And there were not like pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could go on like the MTV, like Facebook, the MTV, like AOL keyword MTV.
I remember that.
The keywords.
Yep.
And it would bring you to like the MTV AOL page.
Right.
And on a better version of AOL or a newer version, you would have photos come up. Like I remember very specifically on when we got a new computer for Christmas one year. And we got AOL 3.0. And I was able to go on to Keyword MTV, and there was a photo of Gavin Rossdale.
Oh.
And it like loaded slowly, but it loaded. And it was an actual in-color photo. I had never had that. Yes. I was like, holy shit.
Because most of the photos we saw were in magazines or on TV. It wasn't like
absolutely
right in front of you changing like quickly, you know?
Or as quick as your modem would allow.
Right. Because I remember dialing up at 14.4 or 14.4.
That's what I did.
And then it was 24 something, 24.8K. And then it was 56K. 56K was like you were sailing. You were going fast.
Ever remember having 56K.
You don't remember ever having 56K?
I don't remember. I know we had 14.4 when it was the brown AOL on the old computer. That was like the best it could do.
Yeah.
And I remember 28, whatever. There must have been 56. I just don't remember.
I'm getting ahead of myself, but do you remember when we tested the first high-speed internet at my house? Like we were beta testers.
I do not remember.
And I was like, look at me downloading from LimeWire. Look at me. Like it was crazy. And I remember you going, this is crazy. This is fast. And I was like, I know.
But that must have been.
It's like 1999.
I was going to say that must have been like around-ish Sims Online time.
I would maybe even say 1998. No, maybe a little bit later. Because I think those were my ICQ days and I was single and ready to mingle.
I had ICQ. I never used it.
That would be 1999. That would be 2000, 1999, 2000. When I started using ICQ. So yeah, that was like the geeks. That was like, I'm trying to think of what we could compare it to. Probably like a WhatsApp but it was like only the geeky people used it. That's how I met that guy from UMO. You know which one I'm talking about.
I do know which one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had ICQ. I got ICQ because you had ICQ, and I was like, I don't really like ICQ. I like, because it was like numbers.
Right.
It felt too much like BananaCom to me.
There were just a lot of people on it. Like, I could talk to people everywhere.
Yes.
That's what I liked about it. Because I will say, and I know I'm like going back and forth here, but like when AOL first came out, if you guys don't recall or didn't know, you couldn't really browse the internet. Like you couldn't go to a web address. There was no browser.
Right.
You just were limited to what they gave you. So
you were in AOL's house.
Yeah. You were basically in the AOL bubble and that was it.
That was all I knew for a long, long time.
Same. I remember I was showing you an image of the channels. I don't remember going to any of those channels, except I do remember when the brown AOL first came out.
Yes.
They had like Encyclopedia Britannica. And I went through so many things because like there were like MIDI files, maybe not MIDI files because those were like usually music. There were like audio files.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this magic? And they would like read parts of the encyclopedia to you.
So I don't remember that, but I probably because I didn't have speakers.
We got our, that may have not been brown because Jerry, I'm not going to say his last name.
Yes.
Gave us a sound card. Like installed a sound card into our computer. So that was probably like freshman year.
Okay.
And that's when we had sound. So, and I just remember listening and thinking, this is crazy. This is sound. And that's when I started doing like the startup sounds of the computer.
Yes.
Yes, I do believe.
And you know what? I shouldn't say that I didn't have sound. I did have sound. But it didn't work. Like, I would hear the you've got mail. I'd hear that sound. Welcome. I'd hear that sound. But it didn't, like, the file type didn't work for my DOS-based computer.
Just, and I'm cloudy now. I'm wondering about the sound thing now. I feel like I just remember listening to, I remember going to the MIDI libraries though, that they would have.
Yeah.
And downloading songs for startup and for, like, cause you could replace the You've Got Mail. You could replace all that. You could replace any sound on your computer pretty much.
Yes, you could. So I remember, I think you probably went to like AOL Keyword Sounds mm-hmm. or something. And they had a library
mm-hmm.
that you could, you know, you could like have Homer Simpson say, you've got mail or
right.
whatever.
Right.
It was all set up by AOL.
Right.
There was no technical know-how needed because right. I didn't have it. But I remember doing that. Definitely. And, but yeah, you could customize it. I just did it from the library that they had.
This was when you could actually, I don't know how we did it. I feel like you would close AOL. You wouldn't actually close it, but like minimize it. And then you could mm-hmm. go on a browser like Netscape Navigator. Mm-hmm. Because I think that was like the only browser that there was. Or it could have been Internet Explorer by that point.
Right.
But there was this MIDI. They showed it on one of the YouTube videos.
Yes.
And I was like,
yes.
I remember that. Like, I remember that website. I remember downloading stuff from that website all the time. And my dad would be like, you're going to get something bad. Something bad's going to happen. And there weren't even, I was going to say virus, but I don't even think that was a thing yet. But he just was like, there's a reason why they, was that a meow?
No.
On your end?
No.
Have I heard a meow?
Maybe you heard a meow on your end.
Maybe. yeah. And again, it's my end. I'm very cloudy. It is very, very cloudy.
Oh, sure.
In terms of like years and like all that
stuff.
That
was 30 years ago.
But what I do remember, and I talked a little bit about this in our, like, my so-called whatever post, mm-hmm. is I remember going on for the first time. I have no idea how this guy got my information, but he ended up calling our house and asking, I answered the phone and he asked to speak with my father. And I was like, I want to speak with your father. And I said, okay. So I gave the phone to my dad and he said some choice words. He was not happy. But the guy was basically saying that he knew like my name, how old I was, and that I shouldn't be on the internet. And I would not give out that information because I watched Unsolved Mysteries and I knew Stranger Danger. Like we were like, I knew Stranger Danger. So how he got that information, I have no idea. But part of me thinks maybe I thought like I was signing up for AOL when I was actually filling out my profile that was like viewable to everyone.
Maybe.
So, and somehow I put my number on there and everything and thought, I don't know. But
you were a kid.
There was a phone call and my dad's like, okay, that's it. You know,
Nicole,
we have a situation. But I begged for AOL. I begged for it because there was like a yearning. I just wanted to know everything there was about the internet. I wanted to like pioneer. And it was just like, I was drawn to it.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I went into web development. So, yeah. Yeah.
I know that we had a disk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it came from. We just had it. Mm-hmm. And I know that I think that my dad had taken the computer to get serviced or something.
Right.
We had it for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy would give us like floppy disks with games. Like you, like we had Family Feud.
Probably like Computer Essentials. Probably took it to a Computer Essentials.
A place like that. And we had like different games. I only specifically remember Family Feud. That was a big one. We loved playing that, even though the answers were all repeated, like the questions and stuff. But we loved playing it. I remember playing it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we got, I'm going to assume that's where we got our AOL floppy disk for version 1.6.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we got information networks.
Mm-hmm.
It was imagination. And it was, I loved it so much. That was my first foray into the World Wide Web.
So was that before AOL?
That was before AOL.
Okay.
And
because I remember we had, because it was expensive.
AOL?
And I was paying for it with my paper route money. And I remember like there was one week I was short and my dad's like, yep, we're cutting it off. And then have it for like a year. Not even a year, I wouldn't say. But we didn't have it for an extended period of time, which didn't really bother me because no one else had it. So.
Right. I just know like, okay, so we had this information thing. And it was not a browser at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like a online game.
Mm-hmm.
And it had rooms.
Which is way before its time, by the way.
It really was.
It really,
you could play
really
card
was.
Games. So there were like, it was like a village and you would go to different like areas. There was one for chat. Then there was one for like games. If they were card games, you'd play with other people.
That's way before its time. Like way.
There were like a bulletin board. It was like a town hall or something.
Yep.
And there were bulletin boards and they would do like tournaments.
Oh.
And meetups and stuff. And that's where you would post for that. They had a store, I think, but I never went there. I don't know how that worked. I don't really remember that part.
Mm-hmm.
It may have taken real life money somehow, and I didn't have that. So I don't know how that would have ever worked. But I loved chatting with people. And my name was Brooke One.
Wow.
Brooke was taken. So I had a little number one after it.
That's funny.
And you made your little person, and they were very basic.
Mm-hmm.
And you could play games with people. And I would spend a lot of time on it. I don't remember how, I mean, you had to pay for it somehow. It wasn't free. But I don't remember how that worked. But my parents must have paid for it, and it was probably by the minute.
Probably, because that's how things were back then.
Right. And it was probably similar. I'm only assuming it was probably similar to AOL. Like you would pay, you'd have so much time and then you would pay so much, whatever it was, like a package of some kind. But I remember I loved, nobody else in my house was at all interested in any of this stuff. So I got all the minutes. I didn't have to share. Whether it was the information thing or if it was the AOL,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have to share for probably a year or so until my brother was like, I'd like to have an AOL green name. And then my whole family ended up getting them, but they didn't really use it. My brother did sometimes, but not nearly as much as I did. My parents never did.
Oh, see, that was another reason why I got taken away, because I kept taking minutes.
Well, you took minutes from me.
I know I took minutes from you.
So there was a local BBS that we had. And mm-hmm. I know we've talked about it before.
We talked about this on Why Are We Not Dead? Yeah.
But it was called Bananacom.
Well, Bananacom was the thing that connected it. That wasn't local. So that was the actual like application. Oh. But it was a BBS in Bucksport. I'll never forget.
Oh, that's what it was? I didn't remember where it was.
You would dial into somebody's actual house and their computer, and it would be like a server. But there you could play like Lemonade Stand. You could play like all these other games. And for some reason, it's because we didn't have the internet. There were connectivity things that didn't cost money. Like, right. We could have found one, but again, I think Jerry was the one that introduced me to Bananacom.
Yep, that would make sense.
And Brooke created an account, and I remember I had been talking to this person. I'm like, I don't think Brooke's going to use this. I'll just go on. And then you, like, a few days later tried to go on. You're like, Nikki, did you take my minutes? I'm like, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll never do it again. And I didn't. But yeah.
That was where the real geeks hung out.
I'm talking real geeks. And in the Why Are We Not Dead episode, because I only listened to a little bit of it, we were talking about, I don't remember this at all. We were talking about some guy that went to our school.
Yes.
That.
I remember that.
He was on it. And like, you and I were in the hallway and you were like, that's the guy. That's him.
And he was a real geek.
Yes.
I don't remember who it was now. Right. But I remember then. And he was older than us.
Yes. A lot of the people that were on this BBS too were a lot older. I'm talking like 30s. Like, and here I am, 15, maybe 15, 14. Right. You know, like, I just wanted to play Lemonade Stand and Lemmings. That's all I wanted to do.
Chatting it up.
Yeah. I didn't really like talk a whole lot because, but I did. Was his name Drew?
I don't remember. I do not remember.
Yeah. So.
There wasn't much to talk about with those people.
No, but they talked a lot about, like, I feel like they talked a lot about, like, what's that game? Dungeons and Dragons?
Probably.
And I never really got into that. No. Like, you know.
No I shade. Just,
right, because it was
if that's your thing, that's cool.
That was a whole satanic panic thing from the 80s.
Right.
And like, my mom probably wouldn't let me do it because she'd be like, just like Ouija boards, you know?
Right.
Ouija board, right. Don't use them. Seriously. I'm telling you right now, don't use a Ouija board. Just no, don't.
My daughter's been asking for one. I was like, not allowed in this
Hell
house.
No.
Nope.
Sadie.
We don't do that. I remember when my mom threw mine away.
Did you just hear that?
No.
I go, Sadie, no. And something goes, uh-huh.
I did not hear that.
I swear to God. That just freaked me out. I'm sure it was like Siri. Thinking I said
right.
Siri. I said right. Siri. But I said Sadie. That was freaky. Anyway.
That is freaky.
Don't do it.
I didn't hear it. But anyway, yeah. So we didn't have a lot to talk about with the people on there because they were just older.
They lived a different life.
We had nothing in common.
No.
There was no nothing. So it wasn't like a big deal. But right. But AOL, however.
That teen chat.
Teen chat was all the rage. And I remember when it would be full. And you had to like wait.
There was Teen Chat someone. Too.
Right. So I remember in the really early days, they didn't have Teen Chat 2 or Teen Chat 3.
Right. It was
there
just
was one
Teen Chat.
And that was and it.
You got in or you didn't.
And I want to say, was it a maximum of like 18 people or 23 people? It wasn't very many.
I don't remember.
But there was a maximum and it was right around that amount. But in later versions, they came out with like, they'd have like Teen Chat 2, Teen Chat 3.
But like,
and
the main Teen Chat was the one you wanted to get in even then.
Oh, 100%.
You didn't want to get in, because you get in Teen Chat 2 and there's like three of you.
Exactly.
It's like, this is awkward.
And people are always ducking out to go to the main one.
Right. And they're ASL, ASL, ASL. Not American Sign Language. No. Oh, crap.
Oh, so foolish, but it was so fun.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
I have something to tell you.
Okay.
This is completely off topic but on topic.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how everybody's always talking about the cloud? I watched this TikTok and I knew this, but like, it just I watched it the other night and I'm like, we should talk about this. Did you know that most of the connectivity is actually at the bottom of the ocean? It's not in the sky.
No, what does that mean?
So the
There's
internet
like
is actually a bunch of freaking big ass wires, like
in the
through the
ocean?
ocean. Yeah.
How does it survive in the ocean?
It's at the bottom of the ocean.
There aren't like weird creatures that aren't like ang on it.
You would think, but there were these images that I looked up of people
That's
like
crazy.
working on it.
No, not at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
That makes me sick.
I don't think it's like those kind of depths though. I feel like it's like still like you can go down and like
see
if
it.
you're an experienced diver.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. So not like
I'm not really sure, to be honest with
okay.
you. I just know that that is how it started.
That's crazy.
I mean, now obviously I've got what's it called? Elon Musk's thing. You know, that one. Starnet or
Oh,
whatever the hell, whatever
right.
it's
Yeah.
called. We have that. That's our like backup internet in case the internet goes down by cable or
Yep.
by not cable, but fiber, which we switched and it's been going down like all the time. So we're going to switch back
Really?
to the one we had. Yeah. The one we had, I mean, it's super fast, but it goes down constantly and we just can't. Starlink. That's the one we have. We have Starlink. So we're using the Starlink like a lot more. But when we first got it, all you had to do was pay for the equipment.
Oh,
For
wow.
a while. And now it costs money. But we need it because Kevin works from home
Right.
and does everything from home. And so, but yeah,
Right.
anyway.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's crazy though. I didn't know that it was in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll find an image, but I'll like just link to it.
Right.
I'm not going to put it on our website. You guys might have noticed, speaking about websites, that our website is down. Well, not down. It's under construction. And I really wanted
Right.
to use one of those like old under construction GIFs, which I'll go dig one
Yes.
up. I'm going to go dig one up and put one on there.
Okay.
I sent Brooke a bunch of videos that I was like looking at today. And I think we all know that you can go to like archive.org and the Wayback Machine and look at old
Yeah.
websites, but there's also another way you can. And it's called the oldnet.com. And what's really cool about that is if you have a really old Mac like I do, you can
Yeah.
actually go on these websites because they take all the JavaScript and all the crazy stuff out. So you can
Oh.
still view them like the old way. And
That's
even like there's
crazy.
old
That's so
versions of
cool.
sites. So, which I've been meaning to, okay, my dog is like going, do you see him? He's
Yes.
like, me, look at me, look at me,
Oh,
look at
he's
me,
so cute.
buddy. I'm doing something right now, okay? It was just really cool. And like, it just brought me back to like the old websites that we used to have. Okay, so the one cool thing about the old internet was that we could create our own place on the internet for free
Yes. Yes.
with things like AngelFire, which I did, and GeoCities, which I did.
I definitely
And
did GeoCities.
you did GeoCities too?
I did.
That was
And
like
I will talk about that.
in sync days.
Yep.
GeoCities.
Yep.
You could also, do you remember this? You could also belong to a web ring.
Yes, I do remember this.
And the NSYNC site that I had, I don't remember it, but at all. I just know I had one, but I was part, like it was a big deal. Like these girls asked me to be a part of their web ring.
I loved the
And
web rings.
all it was like a thing at the bottom of a page that like, you could shuffle through all the sites that were like on the same topic and they were part of like a web ring.
Right.
Like,
It was like a bunch of friends, and you would just scroll through their sites, essentially.
So I had an NSYNC one. It was more dedicated to Lance.
I
So
had one,
you did.
a GeoCities.
Yeah.
This, it was dedicated to Paulo Costanzo.
I
And I was
remember.
in a web ring,
Oh
and there
my
were not a lot
God.
of them. But I also created a Yahoo group for Paulo
Oh.
Costanzo.
Oh ho.
And Yahoo groups were weird because it was like all through email.
I don't remember that.
So I knew that it was weird. You would set it up somewhere, but then the group was all in your email. So when you got an email in the group, like a message in the group, it was, and you could do like newsletters and stuff that way.
Okay. Yep.
But like in the subject line, there'd be like brackets and inside the brackets, it would have like the name of the group.
Okay. I remember now. I remember
now. I was
now.
The owner. And that's it was not very popular. It was, well, I'll tell you, among the fans, the few fans that I found out there, you know, there were a few of us, but I did that. And then that was it. And then I stopped.
Yeah, those were the days.
Those were the days.
I remember using Dogpile as my search engine, which none of those videos ever showed Dogpile, but I loved Dogpile. That was my go-to.
I liked Dogpile. I liked Ask Jeeves.
I loved Ask Jeeves. Yep.
And that was what I used probably most of all. But I honestly didn't do much with anything like browser-based until Google was more of a thing. I was in the AOL bubble.
Yes. I remember when I created my first Gmail account and it asked you for your mobile number.
I remember when I created my first Gmail account.
Yep.
I remember I was on a wait list.
Oh, you were?
It was like a beta thing.
Yeah.
And I was on a wait list for a beta, and I think I was on it for like 3 days. And then I was like, oh, now you can make a Gmail. And I did. And it's still the email address I use today.
That's really cool.
But I still have my old AOL ones too.
I don't have all my, I actually logged into mine today. I have Lance Bassass and I have Nikki247, which was my very first one. So I have those two, but I don't have Me for Lance B anymore, which is sad. But they delete all of your messages. Like I have no emails when I signed in.
Yeah, I don't really either. I still have Brooke 842, which is my first one. And I still have Brooke 023. And that's it. But Brooke 842, for whatever reason, my Sam's Club account is linked to that one.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. Something happened with them. I don't know. I couldn't use Brooke, my Gmail now. So I had to use Brooke 842. And so that's what I have. That's the only emails I ever get are Sam's Club on that one.
I have like 300 email addresses. I mean, I used to have to create them a lot to test.
Right.
And back, like, it's no longer the case. But like a long time ago, I'd say like 2008-ish, 2007-ish, you could create a Google Business account. Well, it wasn't called Google Business. It was just called like, I don't know. You basically use your personal website, your website, and you could get email for free and have unlimited users for free.
Wow.
So I signed us up. I signed Kevin up. Everybody. I'm like, if you get a domain, you should use this email because it's by far the best email. Well, 2 years ago, now this has been a long time. It's been free. So 2 years ago, they said, okay, no more free. But anyway, yeah. So it's not free anymore. And I'm okay with that because it's still by far, like my whole life is on that email address. And I have documents from like the mid 2000s, like late 2000s.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't get rid of it. But I think my whole like, I mean, if you guys didn't know this, I was a web developer, gosh, for a very long time. For a very, very long time. It was funny because one of the things, I think it was the Vice YouTube episode I watched.
Yeah.
The work mentality that they explained was very, very similar to how we were at the newspaper. And it was because
that makes sense.
it was, I mean, we worked sometimes all day until like 8 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. I mean, you remember that, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, that was the way of life. I remember there was this guy, he was a genius. He didn't need to work because in the early days, he had bought all these domains, he had the wherewithal to buy these domains that he knew these multi-million dollar corporations would need. And then they would have to buy them from him. Friggin' smart.
That's very smart.
And that was back when you had to mail to get a domain. You had to do it through mail.
Good Lord.
And this guy, I would have to keep him on task because he was our only developer, and the language that he programmed in was not my first. It was not a, he was well above and beyond I was, way, 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 way. And so I could do little things. Mm-hmm. And he would teach, and I will tell you, I learned so much from him. And I would have to, we would be up at night and I would be in my parents' garage because my kids, I don't like thinking about it. It's a little bit it upsets me a little bit because literally work was life for me. And that's how you had to be in the tech world. If you were going to survive and if you were going to make it, that's how you had to be. And basically the newspaper I worked for, they were a little bit too behind the game.
Yeah.
Because Maine did not see the need for technology, but everybody else in the nation was seeing it. And so we were trying to hurry to get where we needed to be. And it took, it was all of my time. And I burnt out hardcore. And my boss at the time was just, he did not have a personal life. And so I think he expected no one else to.
That's not fair.
I had a really young family and I just felt I had to do what he told me to do in order to keep my job. And at the time, I was new into the tech industry. So it was hard, but anyway, the next company I went to work for was completely different. Well, similar, but different. I was still working a lot of hours, but it wasn't as cutthroat as that. It wasn't you did not ever miss a deadline. I mean, I never missed a deadline just because I lived in that world for so long. But yeah. But anyway, I related so hardcore to those people that were sleeping in their offices.
Yes. He had an air mattress under his desk.
Right. I can remember some nights staying there at work until 9-10 o'clock at night. And I'm just I'm so friggin' exhausted. I just want to go to sleep. And I would have to be there. Well, and I would tell them, listen, I'm going to spend some time with my kids in the morning. I'm going to be in late. I finally had to start setting boundaries. And yeah, it was a mess. And I was young. And I'd like to say that it's changed, but it hasn't. I feel like it's gotten even more cutthroat now. So,
well, it's hard. I mean, that's a hard industry anyway.
Tech is an incredibly hard industry. It is because there's always people better than you. There's always people
that are ever changing.
Right. And you have there was just so much my brain had to process that it literally has made me dumb. I used to be able to do such amazing things and I'm not able to do that anymore because I burnt out. And it sucks, and I feel bad for these people because I'm sure they did the same. They burnt out too. So anyway, that was my little rant there. Not rant, but there's a little story time for you. But yeah, that Vice TV, we'll link to it on our website. The Dark Side of the 90s, and it was when the internet was new, was amazing. I loved it. And those guys
that were whole building, episode was really good.
They were building Netscape Navigator.
Yeah.
It was basically one old guy And he was like, I got this idea. And he took all these young people, like
fresh
just
out of college.
Graduated college or in college. And they did stuff like we did, like they like had like remote control cars. And like, I remember we did like fun stuff, like some fun stuff, like some, but mostly not fun stuff. Mostly not.
A lot of work.
Mostly not.
But it becomes like a family.
Right. Right. But that guy that I was talking about before, I would have to listen to him play the guitar. Do you remember this? He would start playing the guitar. And I was like, and I had to keep him on task. And I'm like, I am really, really, really good at project management. Like, I could be an amazing project manager. But dealing with that, I was like, absolutely not. I will never become a project manager.
Yeah.
Never. Because it gave me so much anxiety because I could not control him. I could not control his output. And no matter what I said, no matter what I did, no matter how much I begged, because I did beg, he would just, and eventually he would get it done. He would get it done for me because I'd be like, listen, I'm going to get in trouble. Like, please, I'm begging you as a friend.
Right.
Please complete this for me. So, yeah. So that became an entirely different discussion, but
it's all good.
Guest books. Loved a good guest book.
Guest books were great, although I never really wrote in them. But I enjoyed reading them.
I very much enjoyed reading them.
But I wasn't great at writing in them.
People would, and I know it wasn't really in sync. Like, I know it wasn't. Right. But like Chris Kirkpatrick commented on mine. I know it wasn't Chris Kirkpatrick, but I was like for a second, like, what if it is? What if it is? I should have told him that.
Maybe it was. You should have asked him. Was that you?
Okay. So we've talked about this before. Early days of AOL. I talked to somebody who said they were Joey McIntyre. We've talked about this.
Yes.
It's kind of a weird story, but like, what if it was, what if I was actually talking? I never thought I was. Well, like I kind of did. I kind of like would pretend like,
right.
This would be really, I mean, and we talked about like life stuff. We didn't ever, like, he didn't ask me for any money. He would just like, I am me, or they would just, I am me every once in a while and be like, hey, how's it going? How's Maine? Could you imagine? Could you even imagine? I'm not saying it was. I'm not, you guys. I'm not delusional. I'm not delulu. But I don't know. Like,
but what if?
Those early days, you just don't know.
It was the wild, wild west.
Lance Bass confirmed that he emailed me. He emailed me because I Am Fufu was him.
And you... Yes, and you emailed him
from Lance Bass,
and you said,
"I don't remember."
I think you probably said, "Is this really you?" In some way, shape, or form, probably many, many, many more words than that. And he responded, and didn't he say like, "Hi"?
It was like something. I don't.
It was
like
very short.
It was very short.
I remember it was very short. It was something like "Hi," or "Yes." Or something. It was something very short, but it was legit.
And I remember I didn't tell anybody because I felt like, you know what I mean? I didn't want, because like there were like people on the websites, you know, they'd be like on the message boards, it'd be like, oh, talked to whatever. And I just didn't want them to think I definitely got a message from him. Like I printed it out. Why I didn't take it, I don't know. Maybe I didn't know how to take a screenshot. I don't know.
Probably not.
But like that was crazy. Lance Bass back in the day.
Back in the day.
Probably because he was like Lance Bass ass. Ha 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 ha.
That was
that was the hope.
That was Columbia Street days.
No, I was at my parents' house.
When are you 100%? I remember Columbia Street.
I'm 100% it was at my house because I was sitting at the kitchen table and I had a new laptop. I had an IBM ThinkPad laptop with a little red eraser in the middle. And that's when it happened. Because I remember sitting at the table, plugged into the phone behind me. Because you could just like unplug or whatever.
Plug in, right?
So it was still dial-up. It was still using dial-up, I believe. And him responding back to me. Maybe it wasn't. It had to have been. It had to have been dial-up because there was no... I didn't have like a... There was no Wi-Fi. There was no like...
Right, right.
It was all cable driven. But like I remember being at my house.
I could swear I remember you sitting at that desk.
That was Joey McIntyre.
Facing the brick wall. No, that was not Joey McIntyre.
Yes. No, it was. I promise. It was.
No, it was absolutely not Joey McIntyre.
It was Stay the Same era. And that I used to, because when I think of that, I think of Columbia Street.
When I think of Stay the Same era, I think of Fairfax Street.
Okay, no, you're right. It was Fairfax Street. Okay, no, you're right. It was Fairfax Street.
But I don't know why I'm mixing up. I do know Columbia Street was big with fan fiction.
Columbia Street was also when I was going to do a webcam. Do you remember? Like company, I was like talking to a company.
Yeah.
We were going to install webcams. They were going to send us webcams.
I remember that.
In our apartment. But Brooke and I were the only ones that wanted to do it. So, and it had to be like 100% and we had to like agree to like leave it on. Like none of them.
That was Cumberland Street.
That was Cumberland Street. Yes. Yeah. And none of them were, I remember because it was right around when Columbine happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know why I relate both of those things, but, I remember our roommates did not want to participate.
No. Absolutely not.
And we were bummed because we were gonna get paid for it.
Right.
And it was like it was because of that one girl like started, what was her name?
Jenny Cam.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either. I did not watch Jenny Cam, but like she started it, and then there was like a bunch of them.
Yes.
And I remember the bunches of them because I would go and watch them. They weren't like sexual or anything like that. They were literally people just, like, brushing chilling. Their teeth and like sitting watching TV.
Watching like, Platoon and eating Subway.
Oh, you know. Smoking. What were they?
T-phones?
Virginia Slim 120s because they were they were on sale that
they
week.
They were cheap.
Remember that picture, sluts?
Yes. Yes, I do.
We made this picture and we did our hair up all 80s and we all had Virginia Slim 120s in our mouths and I printed it out and I wrote sluts. That's nice. That's nice, Nikki. That's nice.
That's really nice. Classy. Classy.
Super
bras.
Classy. Soup. That is, I lived the classy life. This is so off topic, but I need to say it.
Yes.
I ask Kevin all the time what the hell he saw in me, because seriously, I was such trash.
No, you were not.
I was such rubbish. Come on. Come on. I swore like a sailor. I smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, but that you were not trash.
I feel like I was.
No, you were not.
I feel like I was rough around the edges. Okay, maybe not trash, but like real rough around the edges. Real rough.
We all were.
Not you. You were very classy. You and our other friends, very classy. Me,
I don't
not
think
so much. But yeah, tell me your, because I've talked a lot. Talk to me about your like moments.
My moments?
Yeah, like key moments that you remember about the internet.
I feel like I've talked about them. I did. I was a very simple internet user. Oh, you know, we didn't talk about
what?
We didn't talk about Slingo.
Oh, let's talk about that.
I loved Slingo so much.
Me too.
I loved Slingo.
AOL had this game called Slingo. Okay. And it was kind of like slots, but kind of like bingo at the same time.
Right. It was very addictive.
Right. And he'd go, ha, ha, ha.
It was weird. Like it was weird. I loved it though. My dad liked it too.
My dad liked it too.
My dad did not get on the computer very much, but when he did, he didn't mind himself a game of Slingo every now and then.
I really enjoyed it. And just recently, I actually was talking to Kevin about it. And so I looked to see if I could play it again. And they have apps like Slingo, whatever. None of them are Slingo. Like, I want to play the old Slingo. I don't care what it looks like.
Same.
I want to play the old one. The old, yep. Old one.
Same. The original, the OG, right. Slingo.
Right. Ho, ho, ho. If you guys know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I loved that. I went on AOL because, again, I was very much in an AOL bubble to do chatting.
It was really waiting for those guys to sign on.
Yes.
Waiting for Hotch.
Lushboy 420.
And I met a lot of cool people online.
I did too. I also met a lot of not cool people.
Same.
I mean, again, why are we not dead? But yes. I met a lot of cool people. Some people I still am friends with on social media.
Really? Like who?
Like Lushboy 420.
No way.
Yeah.
Is his name Lushboy 420?
It is not.
Oh, poop.
One thing. All right, we were talking about AOL bubble.
Yes.
Chat rooms.
Right.
Waiting for the people, waiting for the door to open.
To open on when we started, when shut. Instant Messenger became a thing. The world
AOL
changed.
Instant Messenger, AIM.
Yes, because I feel like that's when people started to really use it, and like
they did.
A lot of people had AOL. It also became, yes, a lot more affordable.
Well, wasn't AIM free?
Okay, so
it was a separate, like, for people that didn't have AOL, obviously, like, it was included. Like, we had it because we had AOL.
That was more like the 2000s. Like,
right. That was like,
yeah.
When I went away to school in Massachusetts for that one semester.
Yeah.
That was when I really got into, like, because that was high speed internet.
Okay. Can we talk about that for a second?
That was like plug and chug. I would go on Napster and I would download everything and anything under the sun.
I don't understand how it was so fast. Like,
I remember. So, like, I remember having Napster before I went to school.
Yeah.
And you would queue up like 6 or 7 songs to download overnight.
Yep, overnight.
And in the morning, like 4 would be done.
And you'd get errors on the other ones.
Right. And then I got to school.
Oh, but we didn't download anything from Napster.
Oh, God, no. I didn't download every NSYNC live performance I could possibly find.
No, never did that. No.
And put them on discs and listen to them loudly in my car. Loudly in the prison.
All NSYNC imports, never did that.
Nope. So, but I would just everything. And it was so fast. My Sony Vaio, I'll tell you what.
I loved my Sony Vaio.
She was a hardworking individual.
Mm-hmm.
I remember what I was going to say.
Oh,
this is
okay.
Off topic, but okay. On topic. Do you remember, this was early 2000s, definitely. But I feel like other people will relate. So there was Match.com. There was Matchmaker.com back then, which was different than Match. I liked it better, but like you couldn't meet people because there's nobody around here. But I signed up for eHarmony in the early days.
Okay, so there was Matchmaker.com.
Yep, and
Match.
So there was Matchmaker. But nobody was ever on them,
mm-hmm.
like from this area.
Right.
But I signed up for eHarmony.
I don't remember that.
Back when eHarmony was new. And that was a huge mistake. First of all, it was a lot of money.
Was it?
I want to say it was like $120 or something.
For the year?
I think just to sign up.
Oh my God.
I don't remember how it worked, but I signed up for it because that was guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
That was guaranteed. that was going to, this was the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I was
a lot of
like
people met their spouses on eHarmony though.
Well, so I signed up.
Mm-hmm.
I did the whole questionnaire. It took probably 2 hours. It was a long questionnaire, maybe even more than that. And then you send it out into the universe and you wait for your matches. Guess how many matches I had?
How many?
I had one.
Stop.
I had one. Out of the whole, because they don't just search your area. They search like their whole database.
Yeah.
I guess.
Where was
At
this
least
person
then
from?
They did. Like Illinois.
Shut your mouth.
One person. And so I talked to him a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
He played the guitar.
Oh.
He also liked Pearl Jam.
Well, that's cool.
And he lived in Illinois. And we were both like, this is never going to be a thing.
No, because.
So then I got a refund.
Well, that's good.
I had to fight for it, but I got a refund. So yeah, that was my experience with eHarmony in like 2002 or 2003. I was single. And like none of my friends were single.
You were ready to mingle.
Yes. I was ready to settle the fuck down. Which I was only 23-ish. But I just felt like I was the only single one and I'm never going to meet anybody in this place. So I would try to find people. It had to happen organically because I met my husband organically.
Right.
In the real world.
Right.
But anyway, I know that some people probably have stories.
I would love to hear them.
From like their early attempts at internet dating.
Oh my God. That would be an amazing episode to do before Valentine's Day.
I was just going to say Valentine's Day is coming up.
I'm going to say, you guys, I'm not saying that I'm like mad, but I'm just a little disappointed. We haven't gotten any stories, any like voice stories. Come on.
I know. Well, right. I know. Send them in. Or type it up.
Or type it up. Yeah, it's fine.
We can read it.
Right.
But we would love, love, love to hear your
internet dating stories.
Maybe it was a success. Maybe it was not a success.
Maybe it was not. Like mine.
But like internet dating stories from that could be the early days. It could have been from like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We love a happy ending or a good juicy story.
I think I only met one person online. I think it was just that one person through ICQ. I'm pretty sure it was just that one person.
What about?
I mean, Hodge. Like dating. Yeah, but I mean, we didn't ever dated. Like we never went on.
Oh,
like
well,
a
no,
date
but
or
you
anything.
But you've
oh
met.
My God, I met tons of people online.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about like dating.
Yeah.
If you could call it that. If you could even call it that. But yeah, that was very different. And I was duped. I was super duped.
Were.
But I was young. Times were different.
Times were very different.
And but they're not. Like nowadays that no one would think twice about it. Like
right.
There's like all kinds of different apps. But like yeah, I mean if somebody tells you they're sick and they're not, like that's not cool.
No, not at all.
You know?
That's like the furthest thing from cool.
Right. So but yeah, we talked a lot about the internet tonight. What'd you say?
I said, what a jerk.
I think he just had some things going on. I think.
Still, you don't lie about that shit.
No. No, you don't. Because I
he
felt
obviously
awful.
Had issues. Well, yeah.
I mean. And then I met Kevin. And all was well.
Right. All is good in the world.
Yeah.
It all made sense.
It did.
This cat is shedding all over me.
So, I think
we did talk a lot about the internet.
We talked a lot about all kinds of internet. Early 2000s internet, 90s internet.
But it wasn't really called the internet back then.
It was called the World Wide Web.
Right.
The WWW.
Like, I never would have said, like, I'm going on the internet.
I'm going on AOL. Oh, yeah, I'm going on AOL. I would never say the web either. I'm going on AOL.
Or I'm going on in.
Or I'm going online.
Information.
Like, later on, it was online. I'm going online.
It was online. Yeah. It was online. Yeah. And now you don't say online because, like, you're always online.
Always.
Like, we're always online. That's our life.
It was super funny because one of the videos that we watched that I sent to you, there was this, it was about this book, okay? Paper shuffling. Did you guys hear that?
I did.
You remember that?
I liked it.
So this was from the book called Silicone Snake Oil by Clifford Stoll, okay? And it was published in 1995. And he says, well, I don't believe that phone books, newspapers, magazines, or corner store videos will ever disappear, will disappear as computer networks spread, nor do I think that my telephone will merge my computer to become some sort of information appliance. Sorry that I read that very broken, but I couldn't even read my own handwriting.
Sir, respectfully.
It was like he was like trying to be wrong. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, everything he said was wrong. Especially,
very wrong.
How did he bring in the corner store videos into it? Like, that had nothing to do with anything.
I know.
Goodbye,
but guess what? Guess what? You can't go do.
Right. You can't. You can't rent
movies.
No.
It's crazy.
I can't even look at our local newspaper now.
Same. And that drives me crazy. I mean, I guess I get it.
I mean, I get it. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Because they're going to make money. They're going to make money somehow.
Yes.
They do.
Exactly. Or else they will cease operations.
Correct. Correct. It's just, I feel like there's a better way to do it. I just don't know how.
Right.
I don't know how.
More advertising.
Right. And that's what we did when I was there. We did a lot of advertising. I made most of the freaking advertisements in Flash. Because that's how you did them. You did them in Flash. So because you could insert special code into it. And it would like, it would read the clicks and it would read the impressions.
Oh.
Yeah. But I would make those like slide down banners. You remember that? I'd make those slide down banners.
I do remember that.
That drove everybody crazy. But mine was very nice. It looked very good, I will say.
You always do a good job.
The tournament ones, I was obsessed.
You worked so hard.
Oh my God, I did such a good job on the tournament stuff.
Yeah, you did.
And they used that for a long time after I even left. So, well, I got some editing to do, but I think this is going to be a pretty good episode.
I do too.
And I would love it. We would love it if you guys. Oh, one thing. David Bowie knew the internet was going to change lives. He knew.
That doesn't surprise me.
He knew it was going to be big.
He was an innovator.
And this is when everybody was like, thought this was going to be just like a thing. Like,
flash in the pan.
Right. And he was like, no, this is going to change lives. It's going to like innovate our society. He was friggin' right.
Yep.
David Bowie was friggin' cool.
Yes, he was. Rest in peace.
I know. Gone too soon, seriously. I mean, he'd be older now, but still.
Yeah, but still, right.
Yeah. So.
So that's that.
That's that. We'd love to hear your stories.
Oh, absolutely want to hear your stories. You can send them in to our mysocialwhatever@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can call in a message to us.
Yes.
You have a limit of 3 minutes.
Yes. Oh, we got somebody interacted with us on Spotify.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So.
Do we get a question?
It was the first episode that we got something and now it's not showing it to me. So hold on a second.
Okay.
I have to go through all these. Hold on. So we got somebody that Because I asked, I had a poll and I said, like, what kind of episode do you want to hear next? And I said, like, New Kids, 80s, 90s, boy band or other. And I said, make sure you tell us in the Q&A section. They wrote other, but they didn't tell us in the Q&A section.
Oh.
So.
Well, if that was you, tell us.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us. This is a good one. Because I was like, this is so sweet. Whoever wrote this was very sweet. And sorry, it's because we've got a lot of episodes and it's only loading like a few at a time.
Oh,
okay,
well,
here we go.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Okay. So it was from NKOTB Block Party number one, the very first block party.
Whoa.
And she said, or they said, my heart breaks for her realizing it wasn't Joey's home. That's crushing to us little girls who loved Joe.
Oh.
Oh. So go on. You can like put like what you think about the episode. We just, it's just cool. It's just a cool thing. And like I said, I'm really enjoying. It's not that I, you know, Libsyn, we were with Libsyn for 6 years. But
yeah. And they served us well.
They did. They did. But it was time for a change and our website is under construction, but it will be up sometime. Sometime.
Yep. Yep.
It's going to take a while. So, but yeah, we love you guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening to us and we'll be loving you forever.
We'll be loving you forever. Bye.
Bye.